Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. The stresses that are rearranging the world's maps, uprooting populations, destroying nation-states, and destabilizing the planet have less to do with extreme isms, geopolitics, hegemony, or nuclear armaments than they do with water. Overuse, misuse, and pollution of water, combined with spreading drought, a consequence of climate change, are imposing on larger and larger regions of the world an inexorable sequence of deprivation leading to desperation, then disintegration. About halfway through the progression, as desperation begins to bring on disintegration, the violence begins, and from then on the four horsemen of the apocalypse ride hard. The increasing scarcity of water is the unacknowledged cause of the so-called Arab Spring, collapses of the governments of Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt. It was the spark that lit the fuse of the rebellions in Syria when protesters in Daraa protested corrupt allocations of scarce water, and Yemen when the citizens of Taiz, the thirstiest city in the country, erupted in 2011. It is only when we recognize this causality, keeping in mind that high costs and scarcity of food are almost always a consequence of scarce water, that we can appreciate how much trouble we are in. What happened to these failed and failing states is underway in many others. For example, southeastern Brazil, racked by the worst drought in a century, is the site of the largest, most drought-afflicted city in the world so far, Sao Paulo. Its 20 million people, without tap water for days at a time, face imminent total exhaustion of their water reservoir and are desperately digging wells on city lots and in basements. A trickle of climate refugees have already abandoned the city, and the trickle is expected to become a metaphorical flood. Venezuela, which is demonstrating that water scarcity does not only affect food and drink. The country is dependent on hydroelectric power, which cannot be maintained when insufficient water is flowing through the turbines. Also suffering from the collapse of oil prices on which the country depends, it is now in its hottest year ever, suffering from blackouts, brownouts, and power rationing as well. Iran, whose former agriculture minister said recently that the country has only enough water to support 30 million people, and predicted that unless conditions change, about 50 million people will become refugees. Which countries, he asked, are ready to accommodate them? India and Pakistan, both nuclear powers, have been at or near war for decades over Kashmir, also known as the headwaters of the Indus River, whose water is Pakistan's lifeblood and whose flow is shrinking as the region's glaciers shrink, while Pakistan's population is swelling. Israel, having diverted the Jordan River and occupied the Golan Heights where it rises, has taken for itself 85% of its water, seven times more per capita than it has left the Palestinians. And to say that there are hard feelings over this is a colossal understatement. To say that there is any hope for a peace process that does not deal with the water situation is a colossally stupid statement. The list of countries approaching mortal crisis because of water scarcity goes on and on. It has to include California, Arizona, and Nevada, states whose mummification by dry desert air is proceeding apace. In the shadow of this real and present danger to the world, politicians and talking heads continue to prattle about religion, ideology, ethnicity, world domination, indeed any distraction imaginable, apparently to avoid having to confront reality. Despite their best efforts at obfuscation, however, it is clear that reality is about to confront us. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.